I just want to say thank you to each one that let their name run, whether you were elected to an office or not. Thank you for allowing your name to run. And as you can see, there's so much to do. So you can partner with a lot of these ministries. You just don't need maybe a title this year, but you can definitely help out. So, again, thank you for that so much. Would you just bow your head with me as we just take just a few moments? I know we're a little long this morning, but please bear with us and allow God to speak to us. Father, we thank you for your goodness. And as I just take a moment, Lord God, to share the heart of the pastor, Lord God, would you just allow each of us to be open to what you have to say to us. I thank you for every single person that allowed their name to run, Lord God. We know that each one has a purpose. Each one has something that you want them to do, Lord God. And we pray that each one would find exactly where they fit in. Lord God, we're kingdom builders together. We're body of Christ together. We're partners in each one's growth and discipleship together. Lord God, we need each other. We need to love each other. We need to fellowship with each other. And Lord God, as we just take a moment now to look at the health of the church and the vision casting of the church, Lord God, would you get honor and glory in that? In Jesus' name, amen. I kind of have mixed feelings every time that we have an annual meeting, because this is the preacher side of me. I'm like in the get-go. I just want to fire on all eight cylinders right from the get-go. And that annual meeting, it's sometimes hard to fire on all eight cylinders when you got to talk about business instead of getting down to business in God's word. So this morning I just asked that we would be open, that we would be ready to receive, and I am happy to bring my 13th report to Rosedale. I believe God has something special for us, and in a minute I'm going to share that. And let's give you an illustration. A first grade teacher was trying to get her class to see and draw a picture of what they were thankful for. She was a teacher in a low-income area, an area where the kids probably, by all aspects, wouldn't have a lot to be thankful for. So in her idea of what would they write, she thought they might draw a picture of the turkey or food, because they gave out food to the community on a meal basis. And then she thought some other things, and when she asked this young boy what he would write and what he would draw a picture, Douglas came up and he drew a human hand, and it was a poor hand at that. It probably was missing a finger, and it probably didn't look right, but she asked him why he had drawn that, and some of the other kids were saying, "Oh, that's the hand of God, because, you know, you're doing this and doing that," and they began to do all these different guesses of what it could be. And after they all failed, he just looked at the teacher and he said, "It's your hand. It's your hand of it, you know." And she didn't give it much thought, but as she just realized that she didn't think much of it, but they did. And that's this morning, as we go to the pastor report. That's what I want you to think of. Sometimes we don't think that we're making an impact, but we are. Sometimes we think we have all the answers of how we need to do these things, and God goes about it in a different way. So when I bring this report, I want to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the church, but I also want to encourage you. I want you to stretch out, so to speak, when I say these things. And when I think of a pastor's report, I think of saying the pros and cons of the church. I think of acknowledging strengths and weaknesses. I think of the different ministries that go out, but We can't do these things without encouragement. We can't do these things without being healthy. And sometimes we need to talk about hard things for a minute. Say amen to that. Sometimes we need to really take a look. So when I say some of these things, it may be uncomfortable for a minute, but can we talk? And if you saw in there, I put that as a title this morning. Can we talk? Can we love each other enough to be honest, to take a hard look at some of the things that maybe once in a while make us uncomfortable, and maybe God would challenge us, or maybe he would stretch us. So here's what I'm thinking this morning. You know, the stock market is at its highest point right now. The job rate is up in most cases, and we see some people moving up the corporate ladders. We know of blessings that are coming, and you heard Grace. She gave the report this morning that, you know, I think the number was $119,000 came in, but we spent more than came in. We were projected to spend more than what came in. And here's my thought. In the midst of an economy growing, in the midst of, and I'm not even going political. Let's not even talk political, because really Jesus is in control. He is the one that gives us direction. No certain party's gonna do it, no certain person's gonna do it. So when I say these projections, I'm looking at it totally in the prospect of where God's people are, where we need to be as a body of believers, where we're going as a body of this church. And I realized that you cannot run a church like a business, because there's a lot of things that happen in the life of the church that we're not out to make a profit. We know it's beneficial to the community. We know it's beneficial for the people in our church. So we don't run it as a business. But can I be honest? Any organization that is going to survive, you have to have more money coming in than going out. Just imagine your checkbook. You have to have enough coming in to pay what's going out, or you run into a problem. So hear me when I say this, and when I say a couple things here. This is not a tithing message. Do you hear me this morning? This is not a tithing message. This is not I'm going to get in your pocket. This is not you're waiting for the ushers to come front and get another offering. That is not what I'm saying here this morning. What I'm saying to you, there are some numbers that are just facts. Because if you look at this and you look at $119,000 coming in, we need better than $2,000 a week coming in to pay the ministries going out. Do you understand that? A lot of times we don't think of it that way. We think, wow, what a great number at the end of the day. This is what came in. But when you break it down per week, and when you break it down to per ministry and all the things that are happening and all the budgets that need to be paid and all the commitments that are being paid, then that just means that there has to be enough, and everybody has to be doing their part. Everyone has to be doing what God has laid on your heart. When you think of just the facts, when you think over the year, and we think of so many people that had moved and are being transferred and job changing, and really when you look at that, the bottom line is this: about 10% of any church has people moving, deaths, has emergencies that come up. So really, if you're going to be a healthy church, a church has to be growing at least 10% to make up for all of those that are traveling, those that change, those that pass away. And what I'm saying this morning, that if we're a healthy church, the rest will take care of itself. Do you understand me this morning? Say amen to that. I wouldn't have to bring a tithing message if we're a healthy church and doing what God called us to do, and we're multiplying, and because a healthy church will multiply. If we would believe God that we cannot outgive God. Can you say amen that you cannot outgive God? He has a bigger shovel of blessing every time, and it doesn't always have to be money. See, this guy is not a prosperity preacher. He doesn't say if you give $10, God will automatically give you $100. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying God has a bigger shovel, and that if we're doing as a church what we're supposed to, God will bless and God will accomplish all that he wants. And in all churches this morning, I would say there has to be a hunger for God more than the desire to get through some of the circumstances we're in. Say amen to that. Because that's what gets in front of us all the time. The world beats us up and isolates us and thinks that we're all by ourselves. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope isn't in Rosedale. Our hope isn't in your pastor. The hope is in Jesus Christ making a difference in our lives. And Jess shared some of the ministries going on, and we do some tremendous things. God has been blessing. If you're not a part of Bountiful Blessings, you don't see the over 500 families that we minister to in the course of a year. You don't understand of the $23,000 worth of products and cleaning supplies that are given out to families in need. You don't understand that we partnered with different ministries, Carnes Foods, giving out over $5,000 worth of products and baked goods so that we could do that. You have to understand that may be an area of ministry where God would want you to be. The community day exploded last year. It exploded. It was like fantastic, and then it went to extraordinary, and then it went to like God awesome. And you want to see God doing these amazing things. And we had one, 2 years ago, we had a lady that just handed us a check for $1,000 and said, do it again next year. I mean, that's how good God is. Because at the time, we were wondering how we're going to do this because some of the other ways that we were raising money didn't come in. And all of a sudden, it will be there if we do what God's called us to do, being faithful. And the Vacation Bible School, can I just say this? For the size of our church, it is awesome. And to look at taking and moving these, getting these chairs in the last several years and opening up and having kids just like make themselves at home and spend a week with us, it's awesome. And the prayer times and the prayer meetings and all the things that go on in the life of the church, there's a breakthrough coming. The only question is, are we going to be ready to be on board as we look at prime timers and women's ministries and Sunday school and small groups and momentum and right now media and all the different things that are available? The church as a whole, we're signed up to right now media. Do you know that for a couple clicks on your computer, you can have a Bible study every day in your home? Wondering about what can I use as a devotional, finding a small group online and getting plugged in with some of the best teachings that are available on a daily basis. All you have to do is get plugged in. We're having a webinar here on the 23rd of February where 11 pastors are going to share in different areas about how we can make an impact in our community. The question is, are you going to get on board and be a part of some of the things to get connected, a place where you can belong, a safe place to grow and seek the Lord? This is what I want to see happen. Desire it more than I ever have in all the times. And sometimes I struggle because, let's be honest this morning, it's just us. Nobody else knows. But sometimes we struggle because we get leaders and we get faithful people giving and we end up seeing them go off to Georgia and New York and some of the other places they've gone. And sometimes for me, that gets a little hard at times because I think, oh Lord, what are you doing? And then the Lord softly told me, that's ministry. Do you understand that this morning? That's ministry. We don't have a right to tell people where they're going to be used of God. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. And that there's a reward in heaven for us as we allow training and as we do these different things and people do these ministries. And I'm believing because every time that one of these things happen and we wonder, okay, Lord, where are you going with this? This is going to sting. God always brings someone else. Say amen this morning. He brings somebody else. Why do I say this to you this morning? Because I've shared with the board over this past year that we are at, as a church, at a tipping point. And I mean it with all my heart. We are at a tipping point. We are at the point where God, we're either going to take this mountain for Jesus Christ, or we are going to go back to just maintaining. And my prayer to you this morning is take that hill for Jesus. Become a part of what God is doing. Become a part of watching. You know what? Because I'm tired of having a community say, we need something. I'm tired of watching some people struggle when we know the answer of what they need. We have an opportunity to break this wide open. We have an opportunity to make a difference. We have an opportunity to do our part and be obedient to what God has. See, you're not here by accident. I don't believe anything. I believe there is no such thing as a coincidence. God doesn't work on coincidences. Because he's a sovereign God. Because he's a God of order. And I believe as long as someone is here, God has something for them to do. I believe that as long as they're here, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And it's our responsibility to go out and try to find it. I was looking and I found this. It said the Sower's Creed. And here, this is really my heartbeat for us this morning. Today I sow for a great awakening. Today I stake everything on the promise of the Word of God. I depend exclusively on the power of the Holy Spirit. I have the same mind in me that was in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus is good news and Jesus is in me, I am good news. Today I sow the extravagance of the gospel everywhere I go and everywhere I meet, everyone I meet. Today I love others as Jesus has loved me. Today I remember that the tiniest seeds become the tallest trees, that the seeds of today become the shade of tomorrow, that the faith of right now becomes the future of the everlasting kingdom. Today I sow for a great awakening. Is that your prayer this morning? Is that your prayer for the year? Because, see, listen to me, love is just a word until you put meaning to it. Jesus loves us. We need to love others. We need to see people as needing God. And what, God, would you want me to do? And what part do I play in this? See, it's God's responsibility to build the church. You say amen to that? It's God's responsibility. It's our responsibility to be obedient. So when I say these things, I'm saying them in the fact that if we're obedient, if we keep on doing what we're knowing to do, then the Lord is the driver of this, and he will help us to bring past the tipping point. We need to hear stories of encouragement. We need to hear victories. And I sit and I think this year, last year, if you remember, we talked about it, that in the midst of some of the things we were doing, we noticed some cracks in the walls, and we noticed some structural damage that happened, and we thought that it was part of all the blasting that was done when they built the bridge back here, and we got an engineer to look at it, and sure enough, when the engineer came, he was saying that the roof was not lining up with the wall, and things needed to change. And then God began to do something, because what had happened is we take a look at this, and we came into the board meeting. We were praying about it. We said, this is what we got to do. We had to get the structural engineer. And then in the midst of that, we had a couple of our own contractors get involved and take a look at this and say, you know what, let's see what we can do. Tore one wall apart, repaired the structure. And instead of thousands of dollars, It was hundreds of dollars. That's God's glory. Can you say amen to that? That's God's glory. 31 years, and then to find out that what they said is that the builders at the time did not use the right hurricane clips or whatever they wanted to call it. But the bottom line is this, is God will intercede. God will keep us doing what we need to do. And you know, last year, I got the privilege of throwing out the first pitch at the Senators game. It was a big deal to me. But I want to tell you something. There's nothing, and I mean this, look at me. There's nothing more important than me seeing people saved. There is nothing more important to me than making an impact on this community. There is nothing more important to me than watching our people within this house and body of Christ become strong believers. One that get their eyes off of the circumstance sometimes and make an impact in people's lives. My last thought is this. Stop thinking that just the big churches are making the impact. Stop thinking it. We don't have to be a big church. We have to be who God called us to be. All these people that just look at, we can't, we're low on finance, we're this, we're that, we don't have many people to do this or that. Just be who we are. We don't have to pretend to be anybody else. And just stop thinking of the engine, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, to I know I can, I know I can, I know I can in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Father, we just thank you. And this morning I just ask, Lord Jesus, as we just take a moment to think about what you just have laid on our hearts, Lord God, the finances, every nickel in our pocket belongs to you. You just give us some of it because you're good to us. Every ability and talent that we have is because you gave it to us. Lord God, if we would learn that we can't outgive God, we would see your blessings. Lord God, I ask as we go into 2018 and just shared of all the different events that we have planned and all the ones that we're talking about, we're stretching, Lord Jesus, but we're trusting you to meet every need. Lord God, that you would just blow the doors off of ministry for this community. We realize that, Lord God, every ministry we provide, every ministry we're a part of does not necessarily means that somebody's going to be sitting in these seats. But Lord God, we're praying for souls. We're praying for lives to be changed. We're praying that, Lord Jesus, people would be discipled to be able to stand up on the Word of God and live a life that you want them to live. That you would get honor and glory. I pray that each one that was elected to a position today would want to build the kingdom of God in the departments that they end up in. Lord God, that each one, whether we were elected to a position or not, would seek where you would have us. That, Lord God, we would see the kingdom being built and we would be a part of it. I ask, Lord God, for those that are struggling financially, struggling with a relation, struggling with emotions that allow them to live in fear. I'm asking, Lord God, that you tell us that we don't live by fear, but we live by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. We need to fix our eyes on Christ and accomplish all that you want to accomplish in our lives. And we'll give you honor. And we'll give you praise. And Lori, when we look at this thing next year, Lord God, we're going to be amazed at the things you're going to do with what we have to lift up to you. And we're going to thank you in advance, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.